I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Just a few years ago, ethanol was the hot topic among car buffs and environmentalists. The day seemed near when we'd all be driving our cars powered by corn, not petroleum. That idea has largely fizzled here in the U.S. But in Brazil, people have long been driving cars powered by ethanol, sugarcane ethanol. Ethanol is an alcohol that can come from many plant sources. In recent years, though, demand for sugarcane ethanol in Brazil has hit a speed bump. As The World's Jason Margolis tells us, Brazil's sugarcane farmers and some environmentalists would like to get it moving again.
If you drive a car in Brazil, it's likely you drive what's called a flex car. These machines have flexible engines that can run on either ethanol or gasoline. A liter of gas carries you a bit farther, but it costs more. So most every Brazilian driver knows the magic number. If ethanol is selling at 70% or less than gas, you fill up your tank with sugarcane. Adamar Altieri with the sugarcane trade group Unica says a few years ago, a liter of ethanol cost about half as much as gas.
Which was great. I mean, Brazilians are going berserk on driving because it was just wonderful.
Berserk on driving with sugarcane, that is. Over time, though, inflation drove the price of ethanol a little bit up, but at the same time, the government was artificially suppressing the price of gas to help control inflation overall.
And the consumer doesn't really notice that gas is frozen. They notice ethanol is going up. So the complaint is, wow, ethanol is just too expensive. Well, is it? You know, you got to work out the relative price. And if gasoline costs what it should, you would never say that. You would say ethanol is a hell of a deal.
Instead, sales are way down. And Brazil's sugarcane farmers are feeling the pinch. I visited some sugarcane farmers near the town of Lençóis in the state of Sao Paulo. I asked an interpreter, Cassia Brosque, to ask some local farmers how business is going.
They will cry now.
She jokes, though, it's never a good time to be a farmer.
Nunca tá bom.
Farmer Pedro Luis Lorenzetti jumped in to elaborate.
Agricultura. Agricultura.
Agriculture, he says, making an undulating motion with his hand.
Ups and downs. Ups and downs.
Lorenzetti and the other farmers here say they've been losing money for several years. Of course, they made a lot of money during the ethanol boom of the past decade. They'd like to get back there again. They're hoping to spur demand by getting out this simple message.
Ethanol is part of the solution to climate change. Gasoline and petroleum products are not.
That's not a Brazilian farmer. That's American Kevin Agorzalek, who manages agricultural field programs for the environmental organization WWF. His group is working with cane farmers in Brazil to help them grow their crop in a more sustainable way. That means using less fuel and chemical inputs while also getting better yields. They're also helping farmers do things like protect local waterways. And WWF is advising them how to switch from burning leftover sugarcane stalk in the fields to burning it at the mill to generate electricity. So while the bloom may have come off the rose for corn ethanol in the United States, Ogorzaluk says sugar here in Brazil is a different story.
Corn ethanol, you get much less ethanol per hectare.
Depending on conditions, Brazilian sugarcane farmers can squeeze nearly twice as much ethanol out of a hectare of sugar than an American farmer can get from a hectare of corn and use less energy to do it. Ogorzaluk holds a sugarcane stalk and says this grass has the potential to be a wonder crop.
It can be used for so many different things, whether it's calories or for fuel. And that's fuel in terms of liquid fuel from ethanol or bioelectricity at the sugarcane mill. And now these new technologies are enabling it to be used for plastics or jet fuel, and even anti-malarial drugs. That's the beauty of this crop. And it can be relatively low impact if managed appropriately.
But to manage things appropriately while growing more sugar, that takes money. And that comes back to the problem of consumer demand. Helio Matar isn't convinced Brazilian motorists will buy more sugarcane ethanol anytime soon. He's president of the Acatu Institute for Conscious Consumption, based in the city of Sao Paulo. He spends a little bit extra to fill his car with ethanol, but it's his job to think through all the environmental reasons to do that.
Which means to say, I know that I'm going to pay the price either in the price of ethanol right now or in the price of my health and environmental health in the future. So I prefer to pay the price right now.
Ultimately, Matar sees ethanol only as a transitional fuel, bridging the gap until there's more electric cars and better mass transit. But until then, environmentalists see ethanol as their best option. Diarly Rodriguez da Silva, a cab driver in Rio de Janeiro, drives a 2010 Chevrolet that can run on ethanol, gasoline, or even natural gas. I asked him if he factors in environmental benefits when he chooses his fuel.
No.
He says he knows that ethanol has some environmental benefits, but he never stopped to think about them. He also pays attention to which gas stations other taxi drivers go to as well. By his informal estimates, 95% of cab drivers in Rio don't use ethanol. It's simply more expensive at the pump. And in the end, to most people in Brazil, and really everywhere in the world, that's what matters most. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Rio de Janeiro.